fighting, hatred, fear. Had enough of the noise?
Welcome, healers, to Energetic Health Radio. As you know by now, I'm your host, Dr. H, Dr. Henry Ely, Dr. Hanale. I'm that crazy dude with the dent in his forehead that founded the Energetic Health Institute and loves you so much, wants to make sure all of you stay super healthy and happy wherever you are. And all you got to do is be willing to do that work, right? That's what we're going to share with you. We have a great show for you today. We just finished actually recording the last two segments, but whoa, what a great show. We got Priscilla Romans from BraveCare.com on with us today. Folks, this is such a needed service in our world today. How many stories have we heard over the last 4 years of people being isolated from their families in hospitals, of decisions being made without the family's permission or even knowledge, of the doctors and nurses in these hospitals just basically playing God over your loved one's lives, which is in direct violation of the patient bill of rights. Remember, folks, go and make sure you have read your rights. You understand what you have at your disposal. Specifically, go to the American Medical Association, AMA, Patient Bill of Rights, Section 1.1.3, Subsection D. It is very specific that you have the right to refuse any recommendation, and that does include you as a guardian of your children. You have a right to refuse recommendations. They don't have a right to call in CPS because you don't want to be down with the recommendation. You have a right to a second opinion. You have a right to go in seeking what a natural doctor, heaven forbid, a naturopathic doctor is going to say. You have a right to those things for yourself and for your loved ones, especially when your loved ones are little. But that process of getting those rights exercised is so much easier when you have a professional advocate right there at your disposal. And that's what Priscilla Romans and Great Care bring to the table. They bring to the table professional advocates, nurses, current and former, advocate specialists in insurance, advocate specialists in Medicare, advocate specialists in nutrition. They bring them to your disposal so that you have somebody on your side whenever you walk into those cult of Asclepius temples called hospitals. You know how I feel about them already. And I'm not asking anybody to feel about them the way I am. I'm entitled to how I feel about them. But what I am saying is let's not be silly and pretend that there isn't a lot of bad going on there. You can go look at John Hopkins reports of how many Americans die every year due to errors in medical care that are happening in these hospitals. It's over 450,000 Americans that die every single year based solely on medical mistakes, otherwise known as bad practice, otherwise known as malpractice. Now, guess how many of those people that are doing bad practice, malpractice, actually get sued? It's a fraction. It's a small percentile. It's under 10% that gets sued because of it. And if we don't make it so that they have to do better, that they still get paid when they screw up, what do you think is going to change for the better? Nothing. So that's what you're walking into, is a system that is a meat grinder. It is chewing you up. They don't care. They don't need to care. So what you need to do is have somebody on your side that does care. And that's where Great Care and Priscilla Romans are going to come in. So make sure you stay tuned for that phenomenal interview. You're going to love it. Great stories. So uplifting. So many uplifting stories. There's going to be a situation where we are going to tell you, you should be getting in with them to make sure you have an advocate ready whenever you need it. And Great Care actually has a plan for you so that you can prepay to bank hours so that when you need them for you and your loved ones, they're right there ready to go, rather than you scrambling when something goes wrong, when you're in a stressful situation to begin with and trying to find somebody to get everything together. If you are ready, you don't have to get ready. And if you're going into a hospital, you better go into that hospital already ready to deal with that cult of Asclepius and all their ridiculous standard of care policies and all that nonsense. Now, of course, you know by now, this show is brought to you, Energetic Health Radio, by globalhealing.com, the finest natural medicines in the world. I can't wait. We're about to go do a tour of the facility with my students at the Energetic Health Institute. We're going to go walk around and see all the incredible, you know, machines they have to purify the water and structure the water and how the medicine is made and all the great care that they go into testing the product, the raw materials before they become products, and all the testing they do at the end of the product to make sure it's the medicinal potency is still there. It's the best company in the world, folks. Nobody in the world is doing better. There might be a company out there that I don't know of that's doing as good as they are, but I can promise you this, no one's doing better. Go to globalhealing.com, check out their catalog, check out Ultimate Cellular Health, inspired by yours truly. Check out Bioactive Copper. I'm about to buy some more of that today because that's going to help with all of my grounding and stuff like that, and making sure my body stays charged the way I like. Go and check out their vitamin C to transfer those electrons all over the place, like Dr. Levy would say. Great stuff on there. The best medicine you can get. Go and get you some. Put in promo code OUTLOUD, OUTLOUD, when you check out. Get yourself a 15% discount on everything you buy. Energetic Health Radio is also sponsored by the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing people just like you. So stop being a patient and start being a student at the Energetic Health Institute. We have a great program that just got started, Detox. We have our Artist Cellular Healing course. What I want to share with you is our Holistic Nutrition Certification, especially for those of you who are like, I want to learn how to do it for me and for other people too, actually turn a career into it. We just had one of my graduates, Eileen, just texted me last week saying that because of her work and her study and graduating from the Energetic Health Institute, she's actually now one of the top people at Designs for Health, which is another major supplement manufacturer. And she attributed all of it to what she learned at the Energetic Health Institute. So the notion that it's, you wouldn't be able to turn it into a very profitable for career for yourself is just absurd. All right, go to energetichealthinstitute.org and check out our Holistic Nutrition Certification. And while you're there, go and get our free EMF guide. We got some great videos on there that you get for free. We got a full guide to show you healthy habits finally that we have tested out over the last 6 months for your use of your phone, use of your computer, use of your router, and especially how to use something we haven't been using enough, grounding. Grounding and earthing, how to set up a sleep system where you'll get the best sleep of your life, how to set up grounding mats underneath your technology to limit your EMF exposure and what the result of that EMF exposure is, an increase in your AC voltage potential while you're in the fields. Folks, we have done so much work on this and we're giving it away to you for free. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. Click on the link in the show notes. We'll put the link in the show notes so you can get the guide directly. Get that guide and start getting yourself set up. It is the absolute key to managing and dealing with EMFs. A lot of people out there saying, well, I'm just going to shield. I'm going to shield. I'm going to shield. Shielding doesn't work. I've already proven that. I'll keep proving it. I'm going to keep talking about it. But grounding does work. So in that way, grounding, earthing, become your best shield. We're going to show you how to set all that stuff up. Go get that free guide. It'll explain everything to you. You are going to feel so empowered, so back in control again of your exposure to all these EMFs. You're going to feel absolutely amazing doing what we're doing. And how do I know? Because I do it every single day. And I'm sharing with you everything that our research has led me to help me get out of this nightmare of EMFs. And I'm going to tell you a little secret, folks. If you've ever had that feeling in your hands holding your phone or touching your computer for any extended period of time, that you're getting this tingling sensation going up your hands, your arms, right? It just doesn't feel icky, right? That's toxic EMF accumulation in your body. That's what's going on, okay? since I've been doing the grounding, earthing, and everything that we're showing you on how to get up a base, set up a base system for your workstation and for your bed, which are two key areas for us. Ever since I've been doing that for the last couple of months, I have no tingling anywhere. Ever since I've gotten to I've broken the addiction for having my phone on my body. All right. I have none of that tingling going on. And what's so crazy now is when I do hold my phone for a second or two, I can feel what it's actually doing. My body has regained this incredible sensitivity that had numbed out over the years of using my phone in an unhealthy way, using my computer in a very unhealthy way, and all the exposures I'm exposing myself to every day because of my job. I run an online school, right? I'm using technology. We're not telling you not to use technology. We're going to show you and prove to you how to use it safely. And that was a big talk that we just had done earlier in the week on Healing for the Ages. So make sure you go back to healingfortheages.com and check out the replay if you missed it, because it was a great conversation with Dr. Artis on Ozempic and Dr. Group talking about the warnings on the water supply and all his great wisdom on liver cleansing. And Dr. Janice Schmidt talking about, of course, beautiful herbs and things that we can use. Once again, every time she's talking, I learn something. It's always a new herb that I've never heard of before. And I've been studying herbs for 25 years. That's how smart she is with herbs. She is definitely queen bee on that. So, folks, we got a lot of great stuff. We got Priscilla Romans coming up in the next segment. We got a lot on great care, making sure you have an advocate. Make sure you go and get that free EMF guide. Just go to energetichealthinstitute.org and get that free EMF guide and start breaking the addiction to this technology so we can still use it, because we all are going to be using it, but we can use it intelligently, right? With the phones, we can turn off the hidden little antenna that's, you know, tracking and tracing everything about us. We can turn off Siri if you have an iPhone. We can turn off any approval for tracing. See, all that stuff turns on to your phone as a default. You've unknowingly agreed to be tracked and traced, but you can rescind that approval at your discretion whenever you want, just by taking back control of your phone. And we show you how. We show you the implications on the meter readings, the tri-field. We show you all this stuff, folks. We've been at it. And so what I want to get across to you is get that free EMF guide. Get it right now, today. Do not wait. It's the culmination of 6 months of research, intense research, and is going to make an immediate positive impact in your life moving forward. In fact, it's going to make the supplements you take from Global Healing even more effective. It's going to make the clean water, the home-brewed holy water you're making, even more effective. It's going to help you feel, once again, that you're in control of your life and that you have an opportunity to live free. Okay, I'm going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Priscilla Romans and Great Care. You are going to love this interview, everyone. And just, I'm on cloud nine right now, getting this EMF out stuff out to you. Make sure you get that. Oh my God, please make sure you get that. I cannot urge you enough. Please go ahead and get it and read it and put it into play. It's a game changer for everyone. We love you, and we'll see you right after these commercial messages.
Lean, pure, with premium ingredients. Global Healing's pure plant protein offers 20 grams of protein per scoop, and it's the perfect way to maintain and build lean muscle while indulging yourself. It combines enzymes and probiotics to maximize nutrient absorption, improving digestion and your gut health. Available in vanilla and chocolate flavors, elevate your protein consumption while supporting your overall wellness with pure plant protein. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
World-class care from doctors you can trust, all from the comfort of your home. That is One Wellness. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed the One Wellness membership to provide free monthly supplements and unlimited telemedicine access with doctors that share your values. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first month of One Wellness.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. Like I said in the last segment, we have Priscilla Romans with Great Care with us today. Priscilla, how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing. It is a beautiful day in the land of advocacy.
Ooh, advocacy. The notion, fighting for people, right? Instead of just acquiescing to the white coats. Priscilla, tell us, how long has Great Care been in existence?
Well, this month we are 4 years old. We launched in March of 2020. And people go, why did you start that month? And I really only can say it was God, because I definitely was not for starting a business, nor was that really a good time to start a business. But God had other plans. He knew the talents that he had provided me with my nursing background and healthcare leadership background. And we launched Great Care in March of 2020. We're 4 years old today and this month. And so we're so excited. It just started out as me on my own. I was still working a corporate job. I was building Great Care. And I resigned from my senior leadership position in the spring of 2021 because I had a client that I took care of. And I will never forget the phone call when he called and said, "You are my angel." And I said, What happened? He goes, "You got me in to see my wife. I hadn't seen her for 6 weeks. And when you got me in to see her the same day he started with Great Care, I knew it was a very, very critical situation. What they were telling him was not the truth. And they'd isolated they were in their 80s. They had been married for a very long time. And this was a Texas hospital. And all they kept doing every single day was calling him, going and leaving messages going, "We just need to remove her from the ventilator. There's nothing else we can do. We need to let her go." And he wouldn't ever say yes to it. And by the time we got him in to see her, I told him, "You make sure you go see her. I want you to make sure you have them turn her so you can see her back, take pictures." Because I was very afraid as to her state, because nobody had been there at the bedside besides the facility staff. And I had known at that point there was very, very dangerous staffing levels, protocols, of course, that a lot of people knew at that point that was very dangerous for people to even use. She had wounds up and down her back.
Yep.
Her one ear was bleeding when she came in because the nurses, they had turned her to one side and pretty much just kept her on that one side. They were not doing what we should be doing, knowing how nursing care should go, be turning her every 2 hours to prevent skin breakdown.
Right.
And
sores.
That's right. And she was at a terrible, terrible state. And we ended up helping him navigate. We got her home. She was not doing well. We did get hospice going appropriately for her at that point. Mm-hmm. She was very, very sick. But his one wish was, "I don't want my wife to die in this hospital. She would not want this. Can I just get her home?" And remember the Texas big freeze that we had where it shut down Texas.
Yep, yep.
The week before the freeze, she died. And I will never forget the phone call, him saying, I can't even tell you how much it meant for me to even go in to see her, not only get her home and to be with her during her last moments. And I've helped so many people in my journey of nursing, but man, I got to tell you, I broke down. I broke down hard. And I thought, this is not what should be happening in these hospitals. Not at all. And so I called my husband and I said, honey, I'm going to have to resign. He goes, what? He goes, you just started. You haven't even like been in business a full year yet. And I said, well, God's telling me I'm going to have to resign. I said, I think we're going to be okay. I'm going to have to figure out how to get a website and how to do, like, I didn't even have those things at that point. I was just working, helping people. And 4 years later, we have over 3,000 clients that we have served. We have over 20 plus advocates with all sorts of different backgrounds of advocates that I definitely want to touch on because my team is amazing. We have helped people in all 50 states and over 15 countries up to this point. We just got a client from Belize yesterday. And I'm like, boy, we haven't done that one yet. But they're calling us because they want hope. They want hope. We have less than 10% of our clients left in the hospital right now. We have some pediatric cases that I definitely want to touch on that have really taken me to the next level. Mm-hmm. I have to kind of hone myself in because my pediatric patients, those moms and dads are in a tough situations in some of these places that we need to touch on about DEI. Big deal. Mm-hmm.
Everybody what DEI is.
DEI is a very woke corporate model of care that they have in these children's hospitals all across the United States. And these are nonprofit hospitals, by the way. By the way, nonprofit hospitals, just so you know, are the most profitable. So don't be fooled. DEI stands for diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI. And I will tell you, they are not being very inclusive when do we get to such patient rights, such as direct donor blood for a child that has cancer that does need blood transfusions.
Right.
And the mom is awake going, I don't want that blood. That's from that blood bank from Red Cross.
Right.
Or Carter Blood or whatever blood bank. There's not too many blood banks that are attached to hospitals, people.
Right.
So we need to be very mindful of how we proceed. And these parents, families need to be very cautious about the words they are using because there is such a thing as the trigger words that will bring CPS into their lives.
100%, right? And that's where it's like, we gotta remember back, right? This is one of those, this is definitely a never forget for us as Americans and just people all around the world. March 2020, it went crazy. Everything went crazy in the world in March 2020. Think back to it, everybody, right? You got a lockdown. Everybody in the world is supposedly doing the same thing, except Sweden. Sweden was like, yeah, we're not locking down. And remember the flack they caught for it. And they actually, that was the right thing not to lock down. Why did they need to lock down? Because what went up when we were in our homes? 5G towers all around the world. That's a military op, folks. It takes decades of planning and development and research and production and training to execute something all around the world like they did that quickly within a month. But it happened. Okay. They needed a cover for it. SARS-CoV-2, COVID. Oh my God, you're going to get this and just fall dead in the street, right? Never mind that it's a 99.999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 on it. Never mind that now 4 years later, the CDC is coming out and saying, oh, treat it like a flu. Right? Just treat it like a flu. It's just a flu, right? We went through all that because it was a two-prong effort. Get the 5G towers up and then hold back the world long enough so that you could fast track this novel vaccine that was supposedly in development only 10 months. Folks have been in development since 1968, number one. We can prove that. Okay, just go look up Walter Dorfler's work on the adenoviral vector All right. And 1972, the work of plasmids, it's been in development since 1968 to 1972. Don't give me this. It's a novel shot. My ass. Okay. I should say my beep. Okay. Sorry. I'll make sure FCC. Yeah. I'll spell things out and beep it. I'll beep myself. But the thing is, in March of 2020, everybody, you have to remember the crazy thing that went on in the Cult of Asclepius hospitals, right? What was going on? You, if you went into the hospital, no family could be around you, right? How many of our loved ones died in hospitals based upon what Priscilla Romans with Great Care is saying right now? Nurses not doing their job, not attending to moving and repositioning of people. How many people died because they were forced to ventilate, even though the thing that was causing their need, the supposed need for ventilation, was actually remdesivir and actually the protocols? How many people, how many of our loved ones died in 2020 because the so would be diabolical elite, right, needed dead bodies? You can't have a pandemic without dead bodies. So how do you get those dead bodies? Go right to the senior population, separate the elderly from their support network and their family, make it so the Cult of Asclepius gets to make all the decisions of what medications and how much or how little care they're going to get, and then leave messages for the family. One of the things that we always had up until this ridiculous, you know, PSYOP was that family was welcomed in to the hospital room, that family was there. And Priscilla, help me out. Nurses, good nurses, actually love having family around because family can alert them to, hey, something's going wrong, something, or right, and help cut down on mistakes, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's called actually IDT, interdisciplinary team. A plan of care is to be with the family. These are standards that I grew up within the nursing field. And, you know, when the isolation happened, in my opinion, there was no witnesses to right. some of the activities that were happening, because we know this when we've gotten the after fact going, this was what was happening. This is what was missed. This was maybe a possible med mal, but then you also have the blocking with the PrEP Act that we have to find ways around that. Right. And so we are multiple layers in this. We are not just a patient advocacy. I mean, just, we are like patient advocacy, like on steroids. Like, we are going to the mat for people. And the reason being is we have to, because people don't know how to navigate. They don't know the right words to say.
Exactly. And
it is so critical. And I tell our patients, our advocates, and remind people, be smart and wise with what you know to do in these places, such as hospitals.
Right. This is a perfect time, everybody, to remind you, go and simply do a DuckDuckGo search, whatever search engine you use, on, put in AMA, Patient Bill of Rights. It'll take you to the AMA's write-up on this. Go to section 1.1.3, subsection D. You see how many times I've advocated? I know it by heart. It's on my phone. I can share it with anybody on an instant's notice. Patient Bill of Rights, AMA, subsection 1.1.3, subsection D, where it says explicitly, you as a patient have the right to agree to or refuse the recommendations of the doctor. See, that's what these little white coat, little Lilliputian would-be demigods running around with their chests all puffed out like they've done something special and they haven't done a damn thing are doing, is they're acting like it's no longer a recommendation. They're acting like it's an edict. They're acting like if you don't do what we tell you to do, we are going to kick you out. And a way to make sure to cut down on questions about what's being done, oversight of, hey, you're not turning my mom every 2 hours, all that stuff, is to get the family out of the hospital room and let the nurse and the doctor, who has no emotionally vested interest in the outcome, make all the decisions. This is an abomination. So we got a few more minutes left in this segment. We're gonna spend all next segment, Priscilla, just going over these stories, especially the pediatric one. I got to hear the kids. You know me, I got to know what's going on with the babies, right?
Yes. Well, remember the buzzwords there is standard of care. They will say, this is our standard of care. Standard of care does not mean best care, does right. not mean all your options, right. you know, those buzzwords. And then they will threaten somebody with, well, if you don't want our care, you could go AMA, and they will scare you so that way insurance doesn't cover the visit.
Right. See, it's all a threat. It's all a threat. Do what we tell you to do, or you're going to suffer consequences. It's a punishment-based model. It's ridiculous. So the minutes we have left on this segment, we got about 3 minutes on this segment. Priscilla, tell us everybody, give everybody a really great understanding of Graith Care and all of the services that you provide for people all around the world now, and how they can get in touch with you to take advantage of these wonderful services you offer.
So Graith Care is a patient advocacy service. We are a time-based service. And a lot of our clients, when they come to us, they initially just have a couple questions like, hey, do you know any alternatives for cancer? Or I need help for my child with an exemption, or I have a loved one in the hospital. Whatever your worry and concern is for healthcare, I would encourage you to call Graith Care. Our intake team will talk to you and say, yes, we can help with that. Here's how you get started. People can go to our graithcare.com website. That's G-R-A-I-T-H care, C-A-R-E.com. On there, people can literally go and make sure you plug in the promo code E-H-I, because you do get a discount for just coming because of E-H-I. That's super important. But what you're getting with Graith Care is an advocate that matches, kind of like Match.com. It's the best match in healthcare. Right. You're going to get a patient advocate that meets your needs, your family's needs. You can put one or multiple people on your account. And we have right now, I don't know if you know this, Dr. H, but people bank time with us because they want the peace of mind to knowing they have an advocate in their back corner. Right now, we have over 40,000 minutes of time banked. That means people have an advocate to call when they have needs pop up. So the time never expires. This isn't like a cute thing where like you have to repay for your time that you already purchased you didn't use. We don't do that here. We are literally here for you during your journey. So very easy. We are a time-based service. If you do have a financial struggle, do tell our intake team, because we also do have a nonprofit that does help our veterans, our seniors, some really difficult financial hardship that you will apply for, but that is for our nonprofit that's called Grateful Giving. So we want to serve everybody with the greatest care and love, with a great patient advocate that does believe in medical freedom. And it's simple. Our advocates to touch on, we have addiction advocate, we have insurance advocates, Medicare, commercial insurance. We have naturopathy backgrounds. We have holistic certified nutrition, Ethan, that you've trained, Dr. H.
Yes, sir. Yes, yes, yes.
We have pediatric, neonatal, labor and delivery. Look, we want to be that source where people can come to saying, I need help. And then we go do that legwork, big or small. That's what we go to work for.
Amen. Folks, that's Priscilla Robins. She's going to be with us right after the break as well. Tell us some stories of what's going on in the hospitals, especially with the little ones. But you can go to graithcare.com. That's G-R-A-I-T-H-C-A-R-E.com. I love the idea of banking time so that you have advocacy there waiting for you if and when you need it, that doesn't expire. It just makes total sense. You never know when you're going to need it, so it's better to have it. It's like an insurance for good guys, that you're going to have somebody on your side if a loved one goes into a hospital setting. Because how many of us, quite frankly, let's have that adult conversation, are worried that if I go into a hospital, I'm not coming out? That's the thing I hear all the time. So if you want to have that best shot, like when you do need to go into a hospital, like when, you know, there's emergency situations, we've always given the cult of Asclepius their props, you know, on dealing with emergency situations. Emergency situations, their track record is impeccable, right? They'll save you when otherwise you would have died. You don't come to a naturopath for a broken arm or if you have a finger that's cut off, you go to them. They're great at that stuff. What they're not great at is everything else. And that's where you're going to need an advocate like Priscilla Romans at Graith Care. Go to graithcare.com, G-R-A-I-T-H-C-A-R-E. Get yourself set up with them so that you have your time banked. Put in promo code EHI, get a little discount, help out the school. Of course, that's Energetic Health Institute. And now let's hear some of these stories so that we can make sure you're not in those situations because you had an advocate with you from the first moment you got into that hospital rather than scrambling to try to find help when you realize these people do not have you and your family's best interests at heart. We'll be right back with Priscilla Romans, Graith Care, and more Energetic Health Radio right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/outloud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill. It's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com. Code out loud.
All right, healers, welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. We got Priscilla Romans, graithcare.com here, G-R-A-I-T-H-C-A-R-E.com. Make sure you get signed up. Make sure you get yourself that advocate in your back pocket. So whenever you need it, they're right there for you, everybody. You put in promo code EHI, you're going to love it. You're going to love what you're getting with this service. So you got somebody always on your side the moment you or a loved one goes into the cult of Asclepius temples that people call hospitals. You know how I call them, pharmaceutical pill factories, okay? But that's okay. That's okay. I have my opinions and I'm entitled to them. You don't have to agree with me, but prove me wrong. No, I'm just playing with you. Priscilla. We have some stories, right? We have some stories that are probably going to exemplify my disdain here. I don't know what I'm about to hear, but I'm concerned. We're talking about little ones. Tell us a story of what's going on in these Cult of Asclepius temples right now.
Yeah. So with our hospital cases in particular, pediatrics, my background was a pediatric intensive care nurse. So if anybody wants to question my background, go for it. Because my background in my nursing experience at the bedside was actually with cardiac babies, where they would were born with half of a heart. They would have their first surgery within the first 24 hours of life because they had to do some reconstruction. The heart and lungs need to be functioning properly. And those were my babies that I took care of. And what was so amazing about building great care, I guess I never really thought, wow, we're going to have a heart baby come to us. But this mom learned about us through Instagram, actually from somebody over in Australia. And she called in saying, hey, I'm pregnant. My doctor just told me that my baby has a heart defect. And the doctor said she's going to need surgery within the first how many months of life. And I don't want blood. That's all she said when she called. And so our intake team listened to her story, matched her with a team of advocates to help her navigate the waters of this. Because how scary for a mom that was very educated and very awake. She knew she had not taken any of the vaccinations. This was a normal type situation that moms do have these things pop up on ultrasounds where they look at the chambers of the heart and they're told XYZ might be wrong with the baby's heart. Baby may need surgery at such a point. This baby had two heart defects that needed to get fixed. Baby was able to go home after birth and needed to grow and develop, but there was going to be a point that the baby had to have surgery because there was going to be some cyanosis, blue, meaning some oxygen that wasn't going to be delivered well to the periphery, to the fingers, toes, lips, okay? So we help mom not only search for options, but help make sure baby was getting the right nutrition for growth and development, and find an option with a surgeon that can do heart surgery. That's a very specific need to make sure we could find if there was an option that we could do for a directed donor. That was her original ask. I just want somebody with direct donation. Well, I will tell you.
Are you referencing blood right there? Direct blood donation?
Yeah, okay. This is blood. Because the ask from the mom was, I don't want my baby to potentially have any vaccinated blood, okay? Right. We get these calls. So mom had that right to ask that. Mm-hmm. It is not a drive-through situation. I need people to understand this because we will literally get calls from the emergency room going, they want to give me blood, but I don't want their blood. I need direct donor blood. Look. Like, this isn't MacGyver. This isn't how this works. Now, these hospitals have policies. They do have policies and procedures about their blood and about where they get their blood from. And some of these places do not do direct donor blood, nor will a doctor write an order for it. So I'm alerting people because we do get calls and texts and they'll go, my loved one needs blood. Like, this isn't a drive-through, people. Right. Like, there's some things we need to talk about here, okay? Now, if you're in a bleeding situation, like where we've had a person call for an esophageal bleed that was actively vomiting up blood, we had to tell them, you need to go to the emergency room. We will talk you through it. We'll talk with the doctors. We'll see what we can do. But like if your hemoglobin's at like 3-4, like that's critical, you're probably gonna die. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the options here, risk versus benefits. Okay. So we look at all angles of this. Okay. And there are some really tough situations out there. So I'm not being light about this. This isn't a cute thing to figure out for people. It is hard because you're dealing with some hospitals that are very difficult to work with. Mm-hmm. So this mama, we went to work. We located some physicians. We actually had a cardiologist that took her case. That is a medical freedom doctor. We had him confirm and review that it was defects that actually did need to be, surgeried on. Because what's the worst thing at this point would be a misdiagnosis. Right.
Especially you're opening up a newborn baby and then we didn't have to do anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So we went, so see how we take a step back. We don't just jump to say, yeah, let's do that. We need to say, wait, could it be misdiagnosed? Now we're not saying anything bad against doctors. We're saying we know misdiagnoses happen. We know this. Right. And anybody else can look this up. Go look it up. So We confirmed it with a second opinion with somebody that we know knows cardiology, knows pediatric hearts, confirmed it. Then what we did is we said, can we get direct donor blood in the hospital that the mom wants to go to? The answer was no. So we had to go find another hospital. By the time we found the hospital, we also approached the Epogen, which is a natural option where we were able to increase the crit, the hemocrit of the baby's blood level to a certain safe level with the medical provider that was monitoring this. We collaborated with the doctors. We have great doctors that are traditional out there that we are collaborating just fine with. So people will go, wait a minute, what does the doctor do when we bring in an advocate? They collaborate with us because we know how to work with them because I've worked with them for years. Right. Relax. So we started Epogen because we gave the mom the option. Well, it looks like direct donor is going to be a little bit of a beast to do. Mm-hmm. Why don't we try to get the hemocrit up, get a medical provider to manage this, get to where the hemoglobin H&H was high enough where we had less likelihood of needing blood. And let's right. do what's called a bloodless heart surgery.
Okay.
Huge.
Okay.
So we got this done for this mom. Baby was, I think at this point, she was maybe 7 months old when we got her scheduled for surgery. We were involved with the pre-op, making sure mom had everything on lockdown.
Oh, beautiful.
Got all of her informed questions. The H&H was good. There was a risk of bleeding.
Right.
Okay, absolutely. There's a risk. You've got to have a backup plan, people. And so we had all of these layers of things ready to go. And baby did beautiful in surgery. Absolutely beautiful. Bloodless heart surgery. And this was done in the state of California.
People That's crazy like, time. That's crazy.
People are like, what? Yes, it happened in the state of California and it was beautiful. Mom, baby's at home with mom now. I did, if you go to my Rumble channel, you will see mom with baby, and we share her story of success.
This is great. So give me an idea. How long did it take for you to get everything organized and put together and your team and all that so before the surgery date? How long did that take?
Yeah, total time. So she started in December of 2022. Surgery happened, gosh, was that in June or July of 2023? Mm-hmm. So from December to July, we really know our clients. Probably in total, I think it was maybe less than 10 hours of advocacy time to do all of that.
Great. So super efficient, right? Super efficient,
super efficient.
And everything. But now that we can, this is speculation. Let's be honest about this. This is what I'm about to say next, speculation. But I think it's a safe speculation based upon the environment. California, mom with a baby, you know, they like to bring CPS when you're talking about doing anything that's not standard of care, right?
Yep.
What happens to mom if she doesn't have you and your incredible team as an advocate? What's mom's experience in that situation?
So what had happened actually post-op, which we helped the mom through because baby came back with a ventilator, mm-hmm. you know, and a breathing machine because baby needed a rest. That can be very scary for a mom to see their sweet little baby with a tube down their throat, right? Sedated. This is very, but people freak out and they'll go, fentanyl, Versed, like
right.
Relax, people. If you don't understand the tools that need to be used for certain situations,
right.
you don't know how to respond properly. So we teach the mom, here's what baby's going to come back looking. Baby is going to puff up within 24 hours. That's some extra swelling or what we call third spacing because it does happen. Here's some things that we're going to do. Baby's kidneys did not react real well to the heart surgery. We had a period right. of time where baby was not peeing. And mom freaked out, called her advocate and said, oh, they're doing something wrong. She hasn't had any wet diapers. Whoa, mm-hmm. whoa, whoa. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about this. Now let's go talk to the nurse and doctor. And we're going to ask for these things. And we did. And within the next 6 hours, baby had 3 wet diapers. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
Because
and because we understand what to say and do. We don't even have to worry.
Right. And mom, on her own, wouldn't have been able to know how to navigate that situation. So the likelihood of a bad decision, something going wrong, skyrockets everywhere, right? That's the big deal right there. So when I'm looking at this situation, it's what happened that went right? And this is what we want to get across to you. Mom knew there was something coming up and started time banking with Grave Care. Mom, as the baby is born, baby comes out, right? Mom now is working with people to say, I don't have to rush. Because of course, what did the hospital want to do the moment baby comes out? I'm sure operate, you know, and like, we got to fix this right now. Mom's like, hold on, baby's not dying right now. I have advocates that can step in and work with me on my behalf. See, what Priscilla Romans and Great Care do is they, number one, are on your side. You don't have to even question that. But number two, they're bringing the experience of all these years of working in this environment to help you navigate that environment so you can get to the ultimate goal, baby healthy, baby back home, right? Because that's what everybody really wants. If you have that experience, go ahead and do it on your own. Most people don't. And now that's where it becomes a need. Why is it a need? Because sadly, hospitals have become hostile to this, to having an advocate there. And when it was just a family advocate, but a professional advocate now is something they don't know how to deal with yet. They can't just kick Priscilla out with all of her experience and her team's experience and say, no, you guys don't know what you're talking about. No, she knows exactly what she's talking about and she can prove it to you. What a great outcome. And we have like 3 or 4 minutes left in the segment. Okay. I want to leave it right there with something positive, but can you tell us another situation that turned out really well for somebody based upon your advocacy, maybe a shorter story or something? I want people to get a feel of why having you in their back pocket for when they need it is so, so important.
Do you need you want a hospital one or a home, somebody more at home?
Give me a hospital one. I want to know. Okay. I'm all about all right. Hospitals.
So this is going to be, everybody can actually go watch this story on our Rumble, our Grave Care Rumble channel. Look for Molly and Jim. Jim had been in the hospital for weeks, called Grave Care. Molly called Grave Care because the only thing they were telling Jim was, we have to intubate you. Mm-hmm. Well, we gave Jim options. And we said, well, actually we could actually get an air ambulance and fly you out of there. He's like, what? The ICU doctor was like, nobody has flown out of my hospital. We are the largest hospital in the Midwest. We are a top tier. And no, nobody's ever flown out. Everybody flies to us. I'm like, well, today's going to be different because we are going to be able to get Jim his options. And he wanted to leave. And we got him accepted at another hospital that was doing high dosing vitamin C, ivermectin, all the things that everybody talked about. Mm-hmm. And no, insurance did not approve. And yes, we did work around that. And within 2 days at the next place, his oxygen requirement was down 50%. And I'm telling you, this guy was on a BiPAP, a mask that was, he was getting high pressure oxygenation and pressure and oxygen to help keep the lungs inflated. His next step was being intubated.
Intubated, right.
And so we got him out of there at the right time. We got him to the right situation. He is alive and well. He's back in the Dakotas. He is amazing. He fought. And you know, the one thing that I want to remind everybody is, do you have the will to live?
Amen.
And he did. And we were his partner in crime in that. And we are so blessed. I love Molly and Jim. They are my favorites. They are great supporters. Molly, I will never forget listening to her cry for her husband to live.
Amen. Right? Amen. Folks, oh, how good does that feel to know there are good people out there providing really needed services that are going to fight on your behalf, and you don't have to wait until it's already in four alarm fire scramble mode to have them on your side. You can start time banking, and I urge everybody listening, go to Graith Care, use promo code EHI, that stands for Energetic Health Institute, get yourself a discount, get yourself set up with Graith Care, G-R-A-I-T-H-C-A-R-E, get yourself set up with GraithCare.com so that you have an advocate, a professional advocate, ready whenever you need them. Listen to these stories, all right? And listen to how long it takes to actually get something productive done. If you think with no knowledge of medicine, no knowledge of your body, you're going to walk into a hospital in this demigod era that we're in, and you're going to tell them what is going to happen, you're going to be sorely mistaken. But if you bring an advocate in there with that information, something special happens. It doesn't necessarily have to devolve to you calling an attorney to get something done. The advocate can step in and say, look, I know what you're doing. I know they have these options. I know what their patient bill of rights is. And I know that if you don't get this done, we're going to have a longer conversation with your licensing board about your violation of your license. And so what happens in the hospitals? Honest conversations occurring again because you have a professional advocate. We got 10 seconds here, Priscilla. Final thoughts from you, and then we'll close it all up.
Yeah, we want to give lots of hope out there. There are some amazing miracles that are happening. People are getting in control of their healthcare because they have a team of advocates that is behind them 100%.
Amen. And oh, Priscilla, for the babies and everything, guess what is essential for them coming off of the anesthesia that we just learned? It's in a great book called The Body Electric by Robert Becker.
Okay.
Earthing and grounding.
Oh, for sure.
One of the best things in those situations when somebody's coming off of anesthesia is put them on a grounding sleep system. It's going to help their transition out, and it's going to allow their body to keep healing. One of the things that we find with anesthesia, it actually, when a person's under anesthesia, their body's voltage really shuts off. The grounding mats help turn it back on gently and naturally. So yes, it's a great way to come out of anesthesia. Something fun. Something fun, right?
No, you're totally right. Same thing with your dogs, right? Dogs, yep. Animals.
And yeah. Everybody, just put them on a grounding mat, put them on earth. That's why animals love earth when they're sick, right?
Love it.
All right. Priscilla, thank you so much for being here with this great, great interview. Everybody go to GraithCare.com, put in promo code EHI, and make sure that you are banking some hours for you and your loved ones. Make sure you don't have to scramble and find help when you need it the most. Make sure it's already there waiting for you when you need it. GraithCare.com, promo code EHI. All right, healers. That's the show for today. May God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. And may we have the wisdom. I'm going to find the right word. I'm still searching for this. May we be open. That was it on the meditation yesterday. May we be open to receiving such a blessing should it find us. Until we meet again, healers, I say to you aloha and adios.